Gamma. I'm an international speaker, author, entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer, and welcome to Being Your Destiny. I'm really happy you're here. This is a fantastic show because if you have any inkling at all about doing videos, you'll want to know this. You want to know every moment of it. So you want to stay to the end, capture all the capture notes, record it, download it, and even share it with your team. Because if you are doing any marketing, if you do multi-level marketing, if you do affiliate marketing, and you do videos, YouTube videos, then you want to know this because I'm going to save you money and I'm going to tell you what really gets you the traffic, and it isn't some magic software that tells you it's getting traffic. So before we get started, I would love if you go to the WayneScherrerShow.com, WayneScherrerShow.com, and click the like button in the upper left-hand side of the screen there. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much for doing that. You're great for taking the time in a few moments to do that while we're talking, because we're just getting going. So I know that only takes a couple seconds, and it doesn't get any obligation from you other than that you watched and you enjoyed. Okay. Now, marketing videos is very, very big, right? You know that it's very important. There isn't any major or growing direct or indirect marketing company that isn't using videos on the web now. And there's a reason for that, because your viewers love them. Whether you like them or not personally, that's not what it's all about. Remember, I've told you before, marketing is not about what you like. It's about what your customers like. And overwhelmingly, viewers on the web respond much better to videos than text. That doesn't mean there aren't people that prefer text. Of course there are, but that's often just presented now as the alternate for those people that don't want to watch the video. Video marketing is very important and can be a source of endless traffic. YouTube has, you know, tons and tons, millions and millions of visitors a day. More videos are uploaded like crazy on there, and people watch them like crazy. There's no magic formula for viral videos. That's what everybody would love, is that their video go viral. But there's certain characteristics of viral, but we're not going to talk about that, because the likelihood of you making your first video going viral, that's not exactly a high-ranking thing to be shooting at. What you want to do is be able to just get people to your video, get it ranked on the first page of the search results, so that people will actually find it and click it. That's what you, as a multi-level marketer, affiliate marketer, small business owner, whatever you may be using your YouTube video for, would want to have happen. So have you tried making your multi-level marketing program get found on YouTube before? Did you have any luck? Were you even close? Right? Now, so this is about doing it without any of those magic pill software's crazy loophole gains. Most of them, what they do, if they're a loophole, they're taking advantage of an API quirk that's going to be gone, and the software will probably stop working because the person won't even update it after the change occurs. Or they're telling you things like this. They're doing things like this, like, for instance, and this is important, collecting all the tags from videos similar to yours so you can find them, so that you can use them on your video. However, that alone does not get you traffic, and that does not make the software get you traffic, despite the claim that you always see on the video. Get this YouTube video, this YouTube software, so you can, that instantly sucks in millions of visitors off of YouTube to your video and website. Well, it doesn't suck in anything. All it does is find tags for you to copy onto your software. And if you do it good enough, it will help your traffic. But you don't need to do that. You don't even need to buy software to do that. So most people don't know that, and that's why they buy it. So let's go. What do we got to do to get your videos ranked? You want your multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, leveraged affiliate marketing, local business, whatever marketing video to get ranked. What do you need to do? There's three keys to it. I'm going to assume you understand you need to focus on a keyword phrase. And so to get your keyword phrase significant to the search engines, there's certain things you need to do on your video, not the video itself, but on your YouTube posting of your video. And the three of those things, this is the broad brush stuff, is optimize the title, optimize the description, and optimize the tags. Did you get that? Did you write that down? Optimize the description, optimize the title, optimize the tags. I just said it in a different order. Okay, so those are broad-based, but that doesn't solve your problem. Okay, you might know that, and you might not know that. So let's take a look at what you need to do. First, we'll talk about how you do each of these things. So I'll even go back one step to the keyword here, okay? You want to pick keywords that are relevant to your to what you're doing with your marketing, whether it's a multi-level marketing program or what it is. Let's just say what's the purpose of your video first is what you want to know. Is it to recruit new downline resellers? Is it to sell your product? Is it to provide a demonstration to inform your folks about some aspect of your product or your team? Those are two different things, right? So what is the purpose of it? And then decide what the keywords are. So for instance, I love the 7-minute workout, right? So there's two primary things I might do in 7-minute workout. I might be selling the workout program, which I absolutely love, and I wouldn't do without. And I don't know why people will pay a gym $35, $45 a month when they can have 7-minute workout for $47 a year. They'll pay Jenny Craig and Nutrisystem and other similar diet programs $1,300 for 90 days, and they could have the same diet planning inside of 7-minute workout for $47 a year. So go to wayneshearer.com/go/fit and take a look. Get the program. You don't even have to join. You don't have to join as a reseller. The program is $47 a year. That's it. I've been doing it for 3 years. I love it. And I'm in the best physical condition of my life. It doesn't mean that I'm carrying refrigerators around on my back because I'm turned myself into a Hulk. No, I didn't do that. I'm talking about just pure muscle fitness and an ability to work as I get to be an old guy, and things just keep on working for me. Okay? So I would be looking up keywords related to 7-minute workout. Let's say I wanted to sell the product. Keywords related to 7-minute workout and fitness, or possibly diet. The first emphasis of 7-minute workout is fitness, so I would probably start there. But there's people looking for diet too, so 7-minute workout does that. Or I would look to show people 7-minute workout for recruiting purposes, what they can expect. So thus, if you go on my YouTube channel, you'll find 7-minute workout videos showing people around the back end, showing people how the recruiting system works, teaching people how to recruit on easyleadnetwork.com. I show people how to get their first signups right there on the page for free, easyleadnetwork.com, right? So those are things that you might consider, but you would want to look up especially around the product itself to sell, keywords around selling that product that have as much traffic as possible, but have low to medium competition if possible, and then use those keywords. Now I personally, first there's a free tool to do that, the Google's AdWords Keyword Planner, right? The Google AdWords Keyword Planner. Just type that in Google, search it, and create an AdWords account. That's free. And then you have access to the Keyword Planner, and you can do the research on your keywords in the Keyword Planner. Now, there's a better tool for that that makes it more organized and easier to search and easier to do your things like negative keywords and stuff like that. And it's called Market Samurai. The basic tool is free. It has like 7 additional modules you have to pay for, but the keyword tool is free and always free. It's called Market Samurai. You can get that free free Market Samurai at wayneshearer.com /market-samurai. How do you spell samurai? S-A-M-U-R-A-I. Okay? WayneShare.com/go/market-samurai. S-A-M-U-R-A-I. Okay? You can download that and download that completely free. It'll give you the option to upgrade, like a 7-day upgrade. But you know, the free tool is all you need. So I recommend that. It integrates with the Google AdWords Planner, but it does a better job of making it easier for you to manage your keyword searches and your projects. So part two of this first step of the keywords is then go to YouTube and now do a search in YouTube for the keyword phrases you chose around your product, whether it's for selling the product or recruiting people or bringing people to your local business or selling your affiliate product or whatever it may be. Do the search with your keyword phrase in quotation marks, okay? So it'd be quote, keyword phrase, unquote. You want to note the top 10 videos for the search result and note the following about it. Write this down, okay? Or make sure you download this or save it. Bookmark this podcast, okay? Make sure you do that. You want to record this. How many have your exact keyword phrase? That's what you want. So the top 10 videos, did all 10 actually have your exact keyword phrase in the title? If not, that's good. If so, that's not necessarily bad, but it's a good indicator when it's not. Then of the top 10 with your exact keyword phrase, how many views do they have? Record that. The total number of views. You'll see it right there on the list. I believe it's on the right side. It shows you the number of views each video has. Write down the total for each of the 10 and add it up. You got a calculator, you know, don't whine at me. I don't want to add those numbers. You got a damn calculator right on your computer, so use it. How many comments do they have? Now, you'll have to look at these videos to see how many times they've been commented on. But fewer views, fewer comments, all add up to good, okay? And how many ratings and likes, you know, right likes and dislikes do they have? The less likes and dislikes that have been clicked on these videos, the better, and the total evaluation of whether this is a target keyword you should go after. So the more of each of these items above there are, the more difficult it will be to get ranked. So the less there are of each of these items, the easier it is to get ranked. There's no magic number because nobody knows what number actually works the best, but a lot of people will pretend they do. However, I suggest if you can find a keyword with total views of the top 10 videos of less than 100,000, then comments are very few and likes and dislikes are very few, then you found a winner and a winner phrase to go after and use for your video. So the next step, of course, after making your video around that phrase, is to optimize your YouTube video title. And this is simple. Put the YouTube video title, the keyword phrase in your title. Simple enough, right? Keyword phrase in your title. But remember, always use as much as you can. This isn't as important in the title for getting search engine ranking of your video, but it is important for getting people to click. So use good copywriting around your title. Make your title as long as you can that's acceptable to YouTube, and you know, use those things that are make good copywriting titles. Maybe newsworthy, maybe curiosity, maybe a big promise or something like that, but include your exact keyword phrase in your title. Next, you want to optimize your YouTube tag. So how do you do that? All right, well, that's easy. If you go on my blog, WayneShare.com, you'll find an article that says, just write this down so you can search for it when you go on my blog, how to rank your MLM YouTube videos fast, all right? There's a link in there in the section where it says optimize your YouTube video tags. It's the YouTube Tag Finder, okay? Just go in there and click that link and go to YouTube Tag Finder. Or do a search in Google for YouTube Tag Finder, and you'll find the YouTube Tag Finder. Finder. You want to do this because you want to find, you want to take those 10 videos, put them in the tag finder, and find the tags. You want to get the tags that are relevant to your video that are common to with their videos and use them as the tags for your video. Does that make sense? Just repeat that. You want to take each individual video, put it in the tag finder, copy the tags that come up, and do it for all 10. Then take the ones from that list that are relevant to yours. Don't use irrelevant tags, okay? That won't help you. We won't go into explaining why, but you should be able to apply a little common sense why that won't help you. So don't use tags that aren't relevant. Use the ones that are relevant. Put them into your tags and use those as your tags. You can use up to 500 tags, okay? Add them on your YouTube video tags. Then create an optimized description. So what's an optimized description? Well, it's one that uses your keyword phrase and related keyword phrases. Now, how long can a description be? Well, at least you should make it as long as possible. The longer, the better, to a degree. But YouTube doesn't publish a maximum length. But we found over time and through searching the internet, I find that most people concur that the maximum length is somewhere around 4,800 characters or 900 words or 145 lines or thereabouts. This is a rough estimate, and it doesn't mean it needs to be that long. But it should be more than just 5 or 6 lines. It should be as long as you can to give a good description of what is inside your video and include your keyword phrase as many times as makes sense naturally, okay? Do not overuse your keyword phrase in a description because it sounds stupid, and Google's search engine has the ability to know that you have overused it, so don't do that. But use it in there, and then make sure you include in your description, ask your viewers to subscribe to your description. Ask your viewers to subscribe to your video channel in your description, okay? Now, here's a secret tip. Having just one video is never enough, okay? You are not a serious video marketer if you just put one video in there. And doing this for just one video most likely will not get that one video ranked. Or it might for a short time, but it won't because you never publish anything else. Okay? So, do as many videos as you can around a particular topic and keyword and put it on your related channel. All right? You want to show to Google that you are relevant in the video marketing. So, you want to make sure you have more than one video in there. What's the magic number? There isn't a magic number. It's just being consistent. You won't always use the exact same keyword phrase. You will use variations and things related to it as well. But put those on your channel to show that you are relevant. And your video quality. Just putting up junk videos does not get you ranked. It gets some people ranked temporarily, then they put out a training program telling you how they got their video ranked. They took a screenshot of it when it got up to number 1, and if you go and try to find it today, it probably isn't there. So don't put up junk videos. Make videos with some valid content. The loophole chasers and magic pill software makers tell you that they do these certain things and they get you massive traffic on single videos. Well, the bottom line is your volume depends on you getting to the first page rankings, first and foremost. But it also depends on the volume of searches of your keyword phrase you choose. It also depends on the overall quality of your video and the relevance of your video to your viewer. If you don't do a good job with those things, then your video might get there, but ultimately it might get clicked and then not watched, and they won't click your link going there. I forgot to tell you one thing. Here's an important thing in your description. The very first thing in your description should be the link you wish people to go to. Okay, remember that part. I forgot to tell you that. When you make your video description, the very first thing should be the link you want your viewer to go to, always. It could be to your Facebook page, your blog page, your sales page, your sign-up page, your squeeze page, your giveaway page, whatever it might be. But make it a link to somewhere you want your videos to go. All right? Your bonus step. Get your videos syndicated on as many relevant websites as possible and get as many likes and Google Pluses as you can. And your video will soar to the top. Now, this video isn't about how to do those things, but consider that, all right? The more distribution and syndication and likes and plus. Remember in my previous one, I told you how to get to the top of Google, and I told you ways to do that. Well, you can use that for your Google videos too. Okay, so go back and listen to the previous episode about getting to the top of Google, and you'll also know how you can start doing this bonus step with your videos. All right, great. Now get your copy of Market Samurai. Remember, that's at wayneshearer.com/go/market-samurai, S-A-M-U-R-A-I. All right, thanks a lot for being here, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wayne Scherer Show, Being Your Destiny. So long for right now. I'll see you the next time.